Two Saudi sisters trapped in Hong Kong say chronic physical abuse by male family members prompted them to flee the kingdom, where they now fear they will be forcibly returned.
If our family just wanted to take us, like, and they have the authority, either we will be killed because they want to clear their shame that we brought as women who left by their own, or we will be forcibly, they will force us to marry someone from our cousins.
The young women aged 20 and 18 found themselves marooned after Saudi consular officials allegedly intercepted them during a stopover at the city's airport and later revoked their passports. They claimed they were beaten by their father when they were young and by their brothers when they got older for small transgressions such as waking up late for prayer.
And if we like, I will sleep and I will be tired and then I delay the break, they will just wake me by beating because they thought I should like pray in the time.
They decided to bolt for freedom during a family holiday overseas. While their parents were sleeping, the sisters retrieved their passports and boarded a flight from Colombo to Hong Kong. The pair have lived in hiding in Hong Kong for nearly 6 months since and have changed locations 13 times for fear of their safety, hotels, hostels, private homes, and even boats one night.
I feel very scared and panic because I just try, when I decided to left that hotel in Colombo, I just feel that in 10 hours or something I'll be in a safe place, but then I just have that terrible experience that that will be forever in my memory with all that officials and people in the airport who are trying just to stop me and return me back.
The siblings are the latest example of Saudi women plotting their escape from the ultra-conservative kingdom, only to find themselves dodging officials and angry family members at every turn as the country battles criticism of its human rights record.